with Joel Hanley. Joel, what a win.
Yeah, great win. Good to respond off last week's efforts. Thought everyone today came out and really played their role. All 22 of us, everyone contributed, and it was good to get 4 points.
How did the players see the game coming into it? I mean, we had two disappointing losses, and going against a team in the top four is obviously a big task.
Yeah, it sounds cliche. We sort of got back to basics, got back to doing what we do well. Start of the season, the wins that we got against good sides. Got back to doing that, you know, tackling the ball carrier and, you know, pressure behind the ball and pressure in front of it as well.
Do you think that pressure is what was crucial for us today?
Yeah, it certainly helped us defenders out. You know, we only seen it 30 or 40 times down there. We were able to set up and guys to come around off ball running and really get involved as well.
Defense really stood up today. Luke Ryan once again was a star with, I think he had 6 or 7 set marks.
Yeah, like I said earlier, every player really played their role. Luke Ryan stood out. He does most weeks, Luke Ryan. He's a great mark. Uses the ball well, like most of our defenders do, Nath Wilson and Ryan Nijhuis as well.
You obviously rocked down there as well. How did you feel about your performance?
Yeah, it's okay. I just played my role. He went up against Big Charlie Dixon. I really enjoy playing against him. Really good competitor. Goes at everything. Tough as nails, so it's good.
Can you learn much going up against players like Dixon?
Yeah, of course. Bigger players. Guys are probably a lot heavier than myself. Different techniques I use on those guys compared to the running sort of type player. It's always good to get a gauge on those sort of guys.
How about David Mundy, captain for the day? Obviously really stood up for us.
Yeah, for sure. And David, his age at 33, can play for another 3 or 4 years, I think. He's an exceptional player, and he really leads the side while Nathan's out as well.
And within the group, got a lot of Indigenous players. Obviously very important to perform well for NAIDOC week. It's a big game for us.
Yeah, it's really important to perform well. As a footy side, we've got a lot of Indigenous players, but also for the community as well. Really good to acknowledge what NAIDOC week is and what it has been.
Obviously mean a lot to all the players to run out in the Indigenous jumper.
Yeah, it's great. It's a great initiative from the club. Everyone really gets around it, the community and Freo in general. It's exciting.
So what are the guys going to be focusing on heading to the game against Essendon?
We beat them in round 2, so we're going to look at the tape and really analyse that. Like I said, we got back to basics today, so try and continue on from what we did today and really get over there and, you know, prepare well. We've got a 6-day break. Train well throughout the week, get on the plane Thursday, and hopefully have a crack Saturday.
Okay, thanks, Joel. Well done again.
Thank you.